Good evening, my beautiful, beautiful fans out there. The listeners of Serious Lowdown. Guys, I got some good news and I got some bad news for you. We're going to start out with some bad news, as you all have probably seen with the media accounts. We will not be hearing from our guy Chase Owens from the Bullet Club, the crown jewel Chase Owens. But you know what? Things happen, people. Pro wrestlers are humans too. Things happen, and unfortunately, this gentleman had to get some teeth worked on, and his mouth is hurting. So our prayers go out to Chase Owens that he heals up real quick, and I guess that's just what happens when you live your life too sweet. You see what I did there? I did a too sweet. That was fucking horrible. Lethal J, what's going on, bro? We got some things to talk about. Royal Rumble, and please don't make fun of my joke.
That's okay. Your joke is pretty good, man. How are you doing tonight?
Doing pretty good, bro. We had some technical difficulties, and we figured them out. How am I here? Can you hear me well?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I hear you very well.
Awesome. Awesome, guys. So this is what we're going to do. We have a lot to talk about. Our new Japan correspondent, Lethal J, has a lot to talk about. We have plenty to talk about when it comes to Royal Rumble, because Lethal J, dude, they're making things happen. They're making things happen. They made a promise. They said they were gonna show us some new stuff, get us excited for WrestleMania, and it's certainly going in that direction.
Yeah, for sure. Like everything, I'm not gonna lie. I watched Raw and SmackDown from this week, and not all of that, but I watched most of each of them. And it actually looks kind of cool. Like some of the stuff that they're doing. Kind of hoping for some debuts. Still waiting to see Lars Sullivan pop up. I'm hoping they save him for the Rumble or something like that. I'll talk a little bit more about that. I'm sure some people have heard about what's going on with him. And I like the little skit they did with like Heavy Machinery and Becky Lynch and stuff like that too. But all kinds of good stuff. Lots of good matches on the Rumble card. And of course NXT is pretty good right now. I mean, as always. Oh yeah, all kinds of good stuff. AEW, which Lethal J might end up becoming an AEW correspondent to New Japan, unless New Japan steps up their game.
Oh, I know it, right? Because they it's sad to say, and this is something that I wanted to talk with Chase Owens about, and maybe we will be able to talk to him about it, but lots of people have left New Japan, and not necessarily just for AEW, but, I mean, you've got, for example, I mean, even in Ring of Honor, I mean, they lost a few people to Ring of Honor. You got Juice Robinson actually just started a crew, Lifeblood, and it's Juice Robinson, Dave Finley, Tennille Dashwood, Bandido, which I'm really excited about. I'm excited to see that guy kind of do his thing. Mark Haskins and Tracy Williams.
He's growing and growing.
Oh, yeah. I'm really excited that Ring of Honor ended up getting him. But, New Japan is – I feel like they've got a lot of holes punctured in a very big balloon. What are your thoughts, man? I know you followed a lot closer than I do, of course. But it's hard not to follow when you're a professional wrestling fan.
Right. I hear you a lot there. They've lost some big names potentially and stuff like that. We still don't really know what's going on with Kenny. I mean, I know what's going to happen with Kenny. Kenny's going to go to AEW. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The rumors are that he's already down the WWE contract. And the big reason was they offered him like a crazy good contract. They actually, let me talk about that real quick. So WWE offered Adam Page, Kenny Omega, and the Young Bucks, all like really, really good contracts. Like the one they offered the Young Bucks actually is like kind of unheard of as far as like a contract nowadays. Like they offered them pretty okay. So Adam Page, Kenny, and the Young Bucks all pretty much got like promised like AJ Styles, Randy Orton money. Page would have ended up being on Page would have ended up being on NXT, but still getting paid like main roster like money, and would have been pushed as a big guy. He obviously signed with AEW, which is a smart choice for him. The Young Bucks contract was the craziest. They were basically promised they were going to get a shit ton of money. Like I said, on like the level of like Styles and stuff like that. They were promised like a huge push and a main storyline push between the Rumble and Mania. They would have debuted at Mania. And the biggest part, which is kind of like the part that's kind of like unheard of nowadays in contracts, especially in wrestling, is they were given like a 6-month window where if they weren't satisfied with how things were going or their push or whatever, they were allowed to opt out of their contract without any repercussions whatsoever.
That speaks volumes, not just on the fact of the WWE is desperate to get these guys, because who wouldn't? Top of the game, cream of the crop. It shows how much they have faith in the product that they're gonna produce for the pro wrestling fans. I mean, that kind of money you just don't turn down unless you're gonna produce something that's just gonna blow WWE or at least the offers on the table out of the water.
Right. And Kenny's contract, that was like really crazy as well. I mean, I don't know exact numbers or whatever, but the big thing with his was that it had like zero creative control like that came along with it, which is pretty much the big reason I expect him to. Like I said, the rumors that I've heard is that he's already technically turned down the offer. But he can't do or say anything until the 1st of February, which his contract runs up the last day of this month. So, but my guess is that he'll go to AEW. I mean, that's where all his friends are. I mean, if anything, so WWE doesn't need to be worried. They don't need to be worried about AEW. Compared to Impact or like ROH, the smaller guys need to be a little concerned about it. But the only reason I said that about WWE is they have the money, and they have guys that I really don't see like jumping ship. Guys like I can't see people like Seth Rollins, Randy Orton, Braun Strowman, just to name a few names, like jumping ship. With that said, though, there's definitely like a large number of people I think that can and will and should. I mean, I can name a few of them off. Like, I definitely see like the Revival probably leaving.
I want to talk about that here in a little bit.
Definitely see like the Good Brothers leaving. AJ Styles' contract, I want to say, is up soon. Like, and that's like a definite possibility. I want to say Nakamura's contract's up this year at some point. Those are all guys that could potentially leave, like guys who really don't. I mean, they don't really necessarily need to work for WWE. Kind of like the same thing with like Kenny. Like Kenny doesn't need to work for WWE. The only reason that he would have is like he was quoted in this interview a couple years ago saying like, one of like the major things he's always wanted to do is like he wanted to wrestle AJ Styles at WrestleMania. That was like a big thing, like on his kind of like his bucket list or whatever. And like that was pretty much the only reason he said. I mean, and he gets obviously some mainstream, like
absolutely possible. If Kenny Omega were to show up at Royal Rumble, I mean that would be a pliable option. I mean, if you were to win the Royal Rumble, and then, of course, if AJ Styles beats Daniel Bryan at Royal Rumble, I mean, shit, that could happen.
I wish that WWE would do things like, I wish that they would, like, kind of, like, do temporary contracts and kind of stuff. Because, like,
they really
if Kenny could have got,
really
like, should. Yeah, if Kenny could have got, like, a short-term contract, like, through Mania, I think he probably would have signed, okay, we're going to sign you for like these, like I'm going to sign you for the Rumble.
Just a run.
Maybe
sign
have
you for
him
a
do,
run.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Have him, sign him at the Rumble and something with AJ or something, and have him maybe make an appearance or two on some Raws, and then have a match at Mania, and that's it. I know with that said, he would probably, like, lose a match at Mania because, like, he would kind of be there so, like, short of a time. But, I mean, whatever. Doesn't matter. Like, I wish that they would kind of opt more into that stuff. You know, if they did that, you know, that might, you know, they might be able to sign some of these big guys for, like, short runs and stuff like that, and that would help everybody. But, you know, they don't really want to help everybody. They want to help themselves.
It's true. It's true. You gotta line the pockets, man. You gotta line those pockets to get ready.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
exactly.
And like you said, the WWE really never needs to worry per se about competition. Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? Their legacy alone is gonna pay the bills.
Got that money?
I mean, the royalties on their legacy alone is gonna pay those bills. Now, what I see happening, and the good thing that's gonna happen, is that lack of talent. And not necessarily lack of talent. Maybe the talent's going to be thinned out a little bit more so that there aren't huge deposits of talent just kind of sitting there in the WWE locker room. I mean, I think, you know, every time that we've had Danny Cage from the Monster Factory, I mean, and actually a few people that we've interviewed on the show have said this, you know, another promotion is just another job outlet for a worker. Now, And of course, that's what's going to happen. So I'm kind of excited to see AEW not only kind of give us more variety, but also allow talent to kind of shine a little more in the WWE and in AEW and all around.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like that's going to be like the indie promotion to be at, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Like they have a lot of hurdles to go. I don't want anybody I'm sure a lot of companies aren't too happy with that happening because I mean like they have the backing. I doubt even Impact has the backing of $100 million or whatever, you know. Which I have a whole theory on why this actually came to be. As most people know, well, some people, I mean, who knows? The person who's backing all this is a man named Tony Khan. For those of you who do, I think his last name's Khan. I think that's how you say it. Anyway, for those of you who don't know, he's a young guy. He's only like 30 something. He's in his like mid 30s. Anyway, he is a co-owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, which of course is an NFL team. And I have, like, in my opinion, this is, like, a kind of, like, a conspiracy theory thing, I guess, more or less. But, you know, I like to think that I thought
I like
it.
I like those,
Yeah, for sure. I feel that a lot of this has to do with the XFL.
Because
Vince, of course, is starting the XFL.
Yeah.
So That will be technically like a competing company with the NFL. So I feel that Tony Khan was like
stick it to him a couple times.
You're gonna try to compete against the NFL. Well, fuck you. I'm gonna start the AEW. And I'm gonna compete against WWE. I know that's like kind of funny to think about, but like shit like that happens, you know. And I really think that might have been like part of it, you know.
And there's a fine line between conspiracy and just good business ethic. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, that perfectly makes sense to the point to where it doesn't even seem like a conspiracy. It just seems, you know, now that you've pointed it out, it just seems like, that absolutely makes sense.
Yeah, it's really not that far-fetched. But, like, I was thinking about that the other day. And I'm going to support it. Yeah, I saw an article the other day about the XFL, and that's kind of what started it. And I was like, oh, yeah, like, Tony Khan. I'm not going to lie, I completely forgot about the XFL, and that's an actual thing again. He's, like, trying to set it up, which I don't know. I'm not going to even talk about, like, I know anything about it because I don't know a dick about it this time around. I know that he's tried to do it in the past, and it failed and all this and whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like sports. I like variety, and I'm hoping. I don't know if they're doing this or not, but I like the arena style football, the arena style rules.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're doing that, but if they're doing that, I'm totally down to watch it. But at the same time, it's not going to be like, oh man, you know what I mean? Like, it's Sunday. It's time to watch XFL. I'm never going to like just switch sides. You know what I mean? NFL is where it's at.
Oh.
But I mean, it's good to have variety in as well. But before I forget, since we're talking about AEW and everything, before we move on to Royal Rumble predictions and whatnot, did you notice, because we talked about the Revival, you talked about the Revival looking to get out of their contract, they're looking to leave. I think they asked, I think we did an article on the Chair Shot actually, where they actually asked for the release. And it's funny because if you guys noticed, the last match that they wrestled, they had hashtag FTR on their trousers, on their whatever they call them, their gear. Now, for people that know, being the Elite and watch the show on a regular basis, know that they had a running gig, that the Young Bucks had the running gig, and then Cody actually is the one that came up with it, Cody Rhodes, where he would always say, randomly say, fuck the Revival. And and it became a thing where, to where they just wanted to keep going with it, and then started saying FTRR, and it was just a random thing where it's like, you know what I'm talking about. I'm like, yeah, we know what you're talking about. But at the beginning, it was FTR, fuck the Revival. And it was funny, on the last time I seen them wrestle, they had that hashtag FTR on their trunks. And I was like, holy shit. These motherfuckers are going to go to AEW. I mean, it would be perfect. Why wouldn't it be? They'd be gods over there. Just like they were at NXT.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They have also had kind of like back and forth with the Bucks on Twitter over the, like, at multiple points last year.
A big
thing too that like the AEW kind of needs to get down is they need heels. They need heels really bad. Like really bad.
Yeah.
Like I mean Joey Janela, I mean, he could work heel. Chris Sabin, he could work heel. Chris Sabin recently
SCU.
Got injured, from what I heard. Yeah, exactly. I mean, because that's the thing. Like, I was thinking about it, and I'm like, Cody can't work heel because it's his company. You know what I mean? I can't.
Well, he could.
I shouldn't say
he can't.
But
that'll be a while before
he will,
yeah.
He could. Yeah, exactly. I don't see him, like, immediately working heel. It's just like, I don't see the Young Bucks immediately working heel. I mean, Kenny Omega, when he goes over there, because he's definitely going to, folks. There's no doubt about it. Like, he pretty much works heel in Japan. Like, he ain't going to work heel. I mean, he can try, but he's not going to be heel. Hangman Page probably isn't even going to be heel. You know, it's just, that's just the way it is or whatever. So they need heels bad over there. They got Scorpio Sky.
Well, that's to you.
He could work heel.
Well, he can work heel
if he's
with SCU, totally. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I think they were actually
introduced at the
conference.
They need some, like, big heel groups. Like, if the Good Brothers were to go over there, like, they wouldn't be heel. I mean, I don't think, who knows? They could, one thing that I loved to check out, or I think I read it yesterday or something like that, but Cody Rhodes was talking about how they're not planning on hiring writers for like a long time. And I was like, all right, that's an excellent thing to do right there. That means
just straight up wrestling.
Y'all can, they can do it. And yeah, exactly. Most of it will be straight up wrestling. So, but still, like, you need a villain. You always need a villain. What's the point of anything without a villain? So, but the Revival would fit that. They would be great. They were great heels in NXT. And then they went to the fucking, I don't even know a word to use. Like, they went to fucking WWE and they went to the main roster. Just like that's like a big thing. Like, with the recent line of call ups, like Heavy Machinery, Lars Sullivan.
And what the fuck was that about? Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right?
We'll talk about that.
It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. Like, any of that shit anymore. Oh, this is something I wanted to talk about real quick. Did you get a chance to catch any of the UK takeover?
I have not got a chance.
Liverpool?
Yeah. I've gotten highlights.
I mean, it was
yeah,
it was good. For those of you who don't know, Finn Balor made an appearance and and went up against Jordan Devlin, who injured his opponent before the match. And like this match with Finn Balor was the best match with Finn Balor. Probably it was probably his best singles match in a couple of years, honestly.
Oh wow.
And it was 10 minutes. It was 10 minutes. And the reason is because he didn't play a role. You know, you don't have to play a role in NXT. You just go out there and you just wrestle.
Right.
You don't have to read a script. You know, you don't have to play a role. You don't have to do a certain thing. You just go out there and wrestle. Like, he honestly it reminded me of, like, watching, like, Prince Devitt almost. Like, it reminded me of watching him wrestle. And it was great. I mean, he was huge over with the crowd. And I mean, he won the match, not a spoiler alert. And for those of you who don't see it, haven't seen it, but like it was amazing. It was like the best match he's had in forever. He even had a different moveset. He did some moves that I have yet to see him do in WWE. Or if he does, I mean, it's just so different. So like watching things like that, it's kind of like, oh man, like these really good wrestlers, people like AJ Styles, people like Finn Balor, people like The Revival, you know, it would make so much sense for them to leave. You know, it makes too much sense. WWE is way too saturated. I mean, I love Lars Sullivan. I love Heavy Machinery and stuff like that. And I love Nikki Cross and whatever. But, I mean, they're just going to go up there. They're going to be there for 5 minutes and they're going to leave. Just same thing with, like, last week or the week before, I can't remember. But we talked about Kushida, who's coming to WWE now. And he's just going to end up on 205 Live. He's one of the greatest wrestlers in the world. He'll just end up on 205, and that's what it is. Terrible.
You're making me sad. You're making me sad,
dude. It makes me sad. Like, you know, it's a sad thing. That's why I'm excited for AEW so much, is because, you know, I'm hoping to get one of these bigger companies that actually have their shit together and actually know how to put together wrestling shows. You know, because, like, yeah, you know, I watch WWE. I have for years. I'm 27 years old. I've watched WWE since I was like 5 or 6. You know, so I've watched WWE for over 20 years. You know, I'll never not watch it, but like that doesn't mean it's easy to watch.
Well, exactly.
It's like of course my son's brand new. Brad, you might be able to test this a bit more, but like it's like going to like a child's birthday party or something like that. And with that said, I'm not saying I wouldn't want to go to it, but it's awkward, you know. You get to run into all these people you don't know and shit like that.
Yeah.
But you got to do it because that's just like what it is. To make like a very bad like comparison, like that's how I feel watching WWE is. It's like having to go to a random kid's birthday party with my child. You have to watch it, and it's going to be bad, but you have to be able to do it anyway, just because that's what you do.
Or you know, another good comparison is like when like your favorite uncle, he's always cool. He always does something to make you laugh. But then there's that one time where he gets really drunk and like he falls over the picnic table and like your view of it's just like, I still love you, but I'm really embarrassed of you right now. I gotta go do something. So right now, but you know what? WWE is doing some really good things right now. And one of those things that I want to talk about is actually that the women's tag team belts are finally unveiled. One, they're unveiled by Alexa Bliss. Thank you. And then two, they're actually decent looking titles, and the way that they're going to determine.
Like, I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say like the way they're going to determine the new tag, the first women's WWE women's tag team champions is through an elimination chamber. Now, how could you can't get any better than that. They did this good. They did this perfectly.
I'm not gonna lie, like those titles, like those look awesome.
I like them a lot, man.
The coolest looking belts. I think those are some of the coolest looking belts on the roster.
They remind me of New Japan belts, man. I can't even think of it right now, and I feel bad, but what's that belt that
So you got the Neverweight title, you got
No, the Neverweight. The Neverweight
Neverweight,
title is what it reminds me. Yeah,
like
that's
that's
what it
kind of the
reminds me.
one that's kind of like the one different than a lot of the rest of them. But yeah,
Yeah.
Neverweight
Yeah.
title.
But I mean, I dig him.
But
I was
yeah,
really
so
impressed with it. And I'm really looking forward to an
yeah.
elimination chamber, six teams, three from each, Raw and SmackDown. I'm interested to know what the teams are going to be. We obviously know what one of the teams is going to be, or at least two of the teams. But
Iconics.
I mean, well, Iconics, and then well, maybe it's not going to be Bayley. Well, it's probably going to be Bayley and Sasha. I don't know. Maybe
I
not.
don't know. You know, well, that would probably because I can't see. We can talk more about this when we do the Royal Rumble like predictions or whatever. But
Right.
I guess I can put in an early like little prediction, and so I'm gonna say that Sasha more than likely isn't gonna beat Ronda at the Rumble, but whatever. I mean, who knows? It could, but yeah, like
Man.
that would be like that would be to me that would be like the most likely group to win it. But then again, just like what happened at UK Liverpool there or whatever, like they did. I mean, I expected Mustache Mountain, Tyler Bate, and Trent Seven to win the tag titles, and they didn't. So I mean.
When the fuck is that gonna happen, though? You know what I mean? When is Mustache Mountain gonna get their time? Come the
The
fuck
thing
on
is though, like
already.
the thing is though, like they didn't need to. I
I
think
know.
that was like a big thing with that. They didn't need to win them. Yeah, they didn't need to
Yeah.
win the title. I mean, don't even get me going on all that shit. Like Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne are like in the top 10 wrestlers in the world, in my opinion. And like they'll never ever get their time. They won't.
No, probably not. Probably not.
The
Well,
title match. The title match
yeah,
is.
they're just trying to like be part of something new right now, and
Yeah.
unfortunately, you know, they might get hit with, I mean, the wave of attention that's going to happen with the
Right.
UK and
The
already.
good
So.
thing is that they're both incredibly young.
Right.
They're both really young. Like Tyler Bate is like 22 or 20, 21 or something like that, and
Yeah,
like
dude.
Pete Dunne's like in his mid-20s or something like that. So I mean, like they got plenty of time. They'll
And they're like
eventually come
elastic
to the
brick.
main roster
They're
and get
yeah, they're like
mauled.
they're elastic brick shit houses. You know what I'm saying? Like
Yeah.
they're built like brick shit houses, but they're the most flexible fucking people I've ever seen in my life. It's
And
unbelievable. I
Tyler
don't
Bate
see these.
especially, that kid,
Oh,
Tyler
Tyler,
Bate's fucking
unbelievable. Unbelievable.
he's one of the most impressive athletes like in all of wrestling. The dude's
Yeah.
like my height. He weighs a little bit more than me, and the guy's like deadlift Germaning like 300-plus pound guys like with no problem. Do you know the
Yeah.
airplane spin spot that he does?
Yes. Yes.
He
That
did
would
a
kill a
he did
normal
it at
person.
he did it at he, yeah, he did it at the UK takeover but with two guys on top of him. He did
Oh,
an
sweet
airplane spin.
Jesus.
Yeah, I
Spoil.
know, right? It's crazy.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, he
And I'm
they're
really
a
looking
bunch of
forward
crazy
to
guys.
I'm looking forward to the UK doing that. I'm upset that Rhea lost the belt, but at the same time she lost it to Toni Storm. I mean, that's just
Yeah.
bittersweet. Bittersweet. But
Right.
that gives us an opportunity to see her Ripley get that belt back. And I really
Yeah,
want to see her
exactly.
get that belt back because she's pretty. I'm not trying to bring women down a peg or anything, but she's so pretty. And then when she has that belt, she's so much more pretty. And I would love to be punched in the face by her so much.
Women's
I know that's how
wrestling
we
is
should.
probably the best thing going on in WWE right now. So I mean, it's just
Yeah.
it's whatever. It's what's it's what's
It
it's
really
the thing to talk
and
about, basically.
it's women's wrestling all around, dude. I mean, Impact
Yeah.
Wrestling even, which I mean, I know guys. Impact is a. It's always going to be the dying company, whatever it may be. But I tell you what, that fucking roster is packed and slammed. And if you guys aren't showing some kind of support to them, you really should. I mean, it's just the roster, the women's roster. They've got Beast over there, and they really need the attention. But anyways, women wrestling is absolutely awesome. I'm looking forward to the elimination match coming up with the women's tag titles. But what I wanted to get from you, so we can get this on recording, is I want you to pick a team that has not been mentioned yet that is going to be part of this elimination team. This is going to be another crazy prediction, guesstimation type thing between Serious Bread and Lethal J. So Lethal J, what team would you like to see? This is tough because, you know, and if you want to,
so
we're allowed to have one outsider.
There's 16 to
no.
2, right?
Yes. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. So we mentioned the Iconics. We mentioned Sasha and Bailey. Sasha and Bailey.
Who's Nikki Cross going to team
what?
With? Or is she just going to be heavyweight?
That's a good. You know, I could see them. This isn't my pick, because I'm going to mention my pick after this. I could see Nikki Cross doing something like where she's obviously doing a little program with like Ruby Riott. I could see something happen where like she like gets paired with Ruby Riott, because that would be a cool tag team. Like both, like they're like two of the best women wrestlers in the company. Like that would be interesting to see how that would go. See the two of them. But my pick. And this is only because I could see them doing something like this because, you know, first ever women's title, you know, and it's like kind of like a heritage thing and everything like that. But I could honestly see like a week or two before them building up to like Trish Stratus, like teaming with Lita and them being.
Oh, really?
Or maybe like Mickie James. Like I think that they have to have like an old school women's wrestler, somebody who's been around for a while. More or less, they would probably be there. No offense to them, to either take like the first fall or to get pinned for the title or something like that. I couldn't see any of them winning because it's kind of like one of those things where they've had their time to give the younger generation
more of a passing
time,
of the torch, but a reminder.
Exactly. But I could definitely see like an older group kind of being in there. I mean, that would make sense. That's kind of like my pick.
Okay.
What about you?
Well, let's see here.
Natalia's got to have a spot in there somewhere.
Oh God, she does, but it doesn't mean I'm going to pick her. Ugh. I can't stand her. I'm sorry. If she wears those cat ears down to the rim one more time, I'm going to puke. But
I know.
I can't handle it. I just can't. I'm kind of conflicted, to be honest with you, because I really want to see my girl Alexa come back into the mix, but that's not going to happen before Elimination Chamber. You know, I wouldn't mind to see. I want to say Lacey Evans, but Lacey Evans, I feel they're just going to put her right into the women's title scene. You know what I mean? She's built for that.
I hear Vince is really big on her, like really big on Lacey Evans.
She's perfect.
Like,
I've read a couple
articles about it. I've read a couple articles that like say that like Vince is like apparently like really big on Lacey Evans.
Look at her. Look at her, dude. She has the perfect gimmick. She looks good. She's tall. She's strong. I mean, she's a carbon copy of Charlotte Flair, but with with additive of like Ronda Rousey, if you will. I know, but not like carbon copy, but you know what I mean.
I know,
dude.
What
she's
mean.
She's awesome.
You know,
I love meeting some Lacey Evans. Exactly. That's what we like. This is my crazy. I'm going to go with, they bring Tessa Blanchard in. at the Royal Rumble. Just no, that's not gonna work.
Okay.
That's not gonna work. That's not gonna work. Let's see here. No, it could. I mean, if they brought Tessa, I would love to see Tessa Blanchard come in. But I don't know what their deal is with Tessa right now. You'd think they would have had her come in already, but maybe she's just wanting to keep doing what she's doing. But
All right,
we're gonna go with Bianca Belair and Bianca Belair and Carmella.
Okay.
Yes, that's what we're gonna. That's my off the wall prediction. Bianca Belair is gonna come in, and Carmella is gonna join with her, and they're gonna come up with some duo that's just gonna mesh so well. It's gonna be a Cesaro and Sheamus type beginning, where no one thought.
Right. Yeah.
No one thought that they would be a good team and one of the best tag teams right now. So, go ahead, man. With that being said, what?
Now, with that said, do you think that Belair, that Baszler successfully defends against Belair coming at TakeOver?
I think...
Because they're going to have a match at TakeOver.
Which is Saturday, right? Or is that...
Yeah, the night before... the Rumble.
Okay. So, well, maybe not, dude. So maybe that's what's gonna happen.
Well, no, I mean, I could see this is what's gonna happen. Big fan favorite.
This is what's gonna happen. Sasha's gonna win the belt from Ronda Rousey. Shayna Baszler's gonna lose the belt at TakeOver. Shayna Baszler's gonna show up at the Royal Rumble. And then she's going to tag with Ronda Rousey, and they're going to win the first women's tag team belts at the Elimination Chamber.
Ooh, see, that's pretty good.
That makes more sense. Yeah, that makes more sense, don't it?
Yeah, I like
that
a lot.
Because I don't see them doing this undefeated gimmick with Bianca Belair if they're just going to hash her out the first title match she gets.
My guess is that she wins this match against Baszler. Baszler's been down there long enough. She can come up to the main roster and work and get lost.
It's time. Yeah, it's time, dude. She needs to be... They need Baszler more than they think they need her.
Yeah.
And not to mention that...
You know who else needs to come up to the main roster is Undisputed. Undisputed needs to come up. Undisputed era.
But who would they... Well, I mean, there are a couple of groups. I mean, Sanity hasn't really had anything
they
to go up against.
Exactly, though. That's what I was just going to say. Like, they can come up, but, I mean, they're just going to get lost. You know, so in that case, you know, maybe I should take back my statement.
We do that a lot here, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And that's okay because we're excited about professional. We just want things to happen, dude. That's the thing is we want things to happen.
We should be writing.
For WWE. You hear us?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You hear us? We need to be writing for you guys. But
hey, y'all, if anybody here from WWE is listening, Lethal J and Serious Brad will write for you. And we won't show
you.
Yeah,
we'd be happy
money.
To. Not much money.
I'm in the military, so y'all don't really need to pay me much at all because I'm already getting compensated pretty well. So
I'm not in the military. You need to pay me a lot.
Okay, you gotta pay Serious Brad a lot. But you can pay Lethal J not that much, honestly.
I'll pay Lethal J out of my huge amount of money that you give me for writing amazing.
Exactly.
The trickle effect. That's okay, because we just want our name out there.
Right.
But we have some predictions to go through, some Royal Rumble predictions to go through.
Yeah.
But of course, before we do that, we need to do what, Lethal J? What do we need to do?
Oh, shit. We need to... Okay, hold on. Do we need to talk about our sponsors?
Of course we need to talk about our sponsors. We need to talk about...
That wasn't the right answer you were looking for, though.
That was the right answer that I was actually thinking.
Oh, was it? Holy shit. All right,
yeah.
Cool. I feel really good about myself now.
It was. I was trying to get you a little more involved, and it kind of worked. It kind of backfired at the same time. But, guys, of course, you already know that we have some amazing sponsors. We got Collar and Elbow. We all know who Collar and Elbow is. Al Snow is the owner of it, and there's a lot more people behind that, but go check out Collar and Elbow, collarandelbowbrand.com. Put in promo code SeriousBrad.
Y'all are bored,
10%
too.
Off.
Y'all can go listen to when we talk to Al Snow. Great guy.
Yeah, he is a great guy. Real awesome dude. And I think we still have a theory that a strange man that called in was Jim Cornette. I'm still convinced that guy that called in at the beginning and talked that crap about Ted DiBiase and James Quinn was definitely Jim Cornette. But anyways, yeah, to Al Snow's a good guy. Put in a promo code SeriousBrad and get yourself a shirt or something. Of course, Squared Circle Apparel, put in the same promo code, get 15% off. And one of my favorite sponsors right now, and the reason that this is one of my favorite sponsors is one of our main reasons of doing this is, of course, to educate and bring a little more professional wrestling outside the box to listeners. Now, it's easy to talk about professional wrestling and what's going on when we watch it, but you know what? You guys may not get that opportunity to watch what we're talking about. Well, guess what? We finally got a sponsor that allows that. Powerbomb TV or Power Slam TV does that. And if you put the chair shot in there, if you don't decide to buy the well worth it $5.99 for the over 4,000 hours of professional wrestling, over almost close to 200 different promotions, then just put in the chair shot and get a month free. So go do that. Check them out. Become more of a professional wrestling fan because, guys, I got news for you. WWE is not the only show out there. It's not the only. No, there's so much more. I said close to 200 promotions just on Power Slam TV. So go check them out, guys. And of course, our favorite sponsor, the ones that keep the lights on and tucks us in at night, is our peeps.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen. I am Mr. Velvet Pipes himself, the MVP, Mr. Christopher Platt, reminding you all to make sure you go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot and pick up your official, like a referee's whistle, chair shot t-shirt. We've got them all. We've got all colors. We've got all shapes and sizes. We got them all for the men, the women, and the babies, from 8 to 80, blind, crippled, and crazy. It doesn't matter. Make sure you join the movement and go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick up your official chair shot t-shirts, ladies and gentlemen. Shalom. And always use your head.
I love that fucking commercial. That is one of my new favorite commercials. That's great. But guys, make sure if you miss our show, that's cool. We understand that, you know, not many people get to jump on live and listen to us. Go to thechairshot.com. You guys are going to be able to listen to all of our past shows. So, and get a fucking shirt. Royal Rumble. We got lots of matches. Royal Rumble is, of course, the road that starts to WrestleMania, man. And that's a very exciting time if it's done properly. And hopefully that is something that's going to be happening here. What are some matches that you want to predict first? Because, of course, we got, you know, the Bar versus, you know, the greatest tag team in the world. That makes my stomach hurt a little bit.
I don't even want to talk about it. That's fucking retarded. Shane McMahon should not wrestle. Well, actually, you know what? Shane McMahon's actually not a terrible wrestler. But he should just wrestle WrestleMania. And that's all I'm going to say about that. I don't see, you know what? You know what? They'll probably win it. The Miz and Shane will probably win it. That, or they'll do some angle where they'll set up Shane's match at Mania with whoever. I don't know. Fuck, who knows? Maybe Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn will fucking come back. And then, like, you know, then they'll have a match at Mania. But
have you seen Kevin Owens?
Will win that.
Have
he's
you seen Kevin
lost
Owens?
Weight.
So
yeah,
much weight,
lost
dude.
Weight. That's
he
good for him. I'm
to
hoping
Sammy.
To see. Yeah, yeah, it does. I'm hoping to see that motherfucker pull off a shooting star press because he used to do those before he got fat.
That would make me so happy. That would make please happen. Please have come back, guys, because we miss you. We miss Kevin Owens
yeah,
and Sami Zayn.
I know, right? Those are like two of the top 10 wrestlers in the WWE probably.
Yep.
As far as
yep.
total packages and they haven't been around for a long time, especially Sami Zayn. He's been gone a long time. Very long
and maybe
time.
Yeah, and maybe you guys can help us forget about John Cena's hair. Maybe you could do that because
Mom Cena? Yeah, I hear you. Mom Cena.
Yeah, that's no good. That makes me sad. And not to mention that he kind of stole Finn Balor's fucking, I hate when he does that. He just constantly feels like he needs to pass the torch. I don't know what the fuck what he's doing, but you know what, dude, get the fuck out the ring. You know what I mean?
This
when
is
you're
dad
making those
haircut, and he's not even the dad, but like, this is like dad haircut. So
he's
like,
you
know,
I'm
the dad to all the young guys in the WWE, so nobody really cares. Nobody gives a fuck.
No one cares. So get out and let Finn Balor do exactly what he should have been doing a long time ago. As soon as he recovered from his injury, and I'm looking forward to it. I think Finn Balor is gonna put on one hell of a show and take that fucking belt. I hope he takes it and just they run with it, dude. They need to run with Finn Balor. The championship. So we're just going to fucking pass on the bar and Shane McMahon and The Miz. We're not even going to put a prediction out because I feel the same way that Lethal J does. This has not been built up enough for me to even be happy that it's at Royal Rumble. So
I don't care.
I think that needs to be baked more. That needs to be a little more baked more. Or I need to be baked more before I watch it. One of the two. That's what needs to happen. You know what? Rusev and Shinsuke Nakamura, USA title. Who do you think is going to win that? Not much of a buildup. Rusev is, kind of reinvented himself in a way. A lot more cut, a lot more built. He's got his followers. He's got his Rusev Day defenders. Mm. And then Shinsuke Nakamura, of course, he's just being bitched out all the time. He's got a belt, but he's just kind of lingering, if you will.
I think Rusev is gonna win, and then Shinsuke Nakamura should leave WWE, go to AEW.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
I mean, without even AEW in the conversation, I think Rusev will win just because they don't know how to book Shinsuke and they do a terrible job. And if I didn't mention it a few seconds ago, I'm going to mention it again. He should just leave WWE and go work for a company that gives a fuck.
I agree. And you know what? And since we're talking about people that need to leave the WWE, back to people or to people that give a fuck, Asuka versus Becky Lynch. I kind of fall on the same boat as the last one. It probably will be. And I think Becky Lynch will probably get it back. And if Asuka does not win, then she certainly should be asking for a release. I would. I just feel like there's just no room for that kind of energy in the WWE right now. You know what I mean? Just Asuka is not the type of person you just kind of harness it. Or maybe she could go with tag team or something. Maybe she can go tag team. Maybe she can hook up with Ember Moon or something.
Yeah. At the same time, though, I kind of don't feel – I really don't know – or feel that Ronda Rousey will be around for too long.
Yeah.
Because she's already kind of mentioned that, like, she like doesn't like being away from her family. And like she does, like I don't think she likes the road schedule. And I mean, she doesn't plan on doing this for forever. This is like a short stop on like the long bus tour that is like gonna be her life or whatever. So there'll be room for more and stuff like that. I'd rather see like somebody like Bayley or something like that leave WWE before I saw Asuka, because I think they can still like milk her a little bit more. That's a weird analogy to use. I feel
that was real bad.
That
was real bad.
Yeah, that was bad. I feel that they can use her a little bit more until like she's kind of run dry or whatever. But I agree. I think Becky Lynch will win the title back. Due to some, I don't know if she'll do it clean though. She might not do it clean. I think she might do a little something dirty, or somebody might interfere or interject in the match or whatever. But I mean, obviously the big. Well, you know, with that said, I don't know. Like they don't really know what the big match is going to be at Mania. Obviously, it's going to involve either Becky Lynch, Charlotte, or Ronda. Against one of them, or you know, or whatever, like that seems to be like the big thing, kind of. So, who knows? Asuka might retain, and there's talk of doing Ronda versus Charlotte versus Becky for like the Raw title or whatever. So, who knows? But I you know, now that I say that, I'm not really 100% sure. I'm gonna do a takes back season. I think Asuka's gonna retain. And then Becky will jump ship on SmackDown and go to Raw, and then they'll build up Ronda versus, like, I'm thinking like a three-way during Mania.
All right. I can roll with that. Let's get to, of course, we can guess on who's going to win the Rumbles. I mean, those are so up in the air. You can never tell what's going to happen with those.
I think I know, honestly. I honestly think I know. I feel pretty good, actually, you know, about this. You know, especially since I just changed my last answer, I think I feel even a little better.
Okay. Who do you think is going to win the men's, then?
The men's, I definitely think, will be Drew McIntyre. Because okay. I see Lesnar retaining against Balor, and then McIntyre taking the title from Lesnar at Mania. That's what I think with that.
All right.
There's also it's gonna be McIntyre or it's gonna be Rollins, one of the two. But I'm going a little off the wall, and I'm gonna say McIntyre. But it's definitely gonna be one of those two. Definitely, no doubt.
Okay, I can go with that. I was gonna say Seth Rollins myself. But I can definitely see Drew McIntyre. They're building him up way too much to just kind of go anywhere with him. The women's, I'm gonna go with my girl Charlotte. And then I want to go to the Fatal 4-Way real quick and get that out of the way. And I don't mean any disrespect to 205 Live because the talent's amazing, but we also got. Buddy Murphy versus Tozawa versus Kalisto versus Hideo Itami for the championship, of course. Real quick, who do you think is going to end up winning that one?
Okay, real quick, and then we're going to go back to the Women's Rumble because I got to put my prediction in for that. Real quick, I honestly see a lot of people probably wouldn't think that this is going to be like the main choice, but I can see a Tommy winning because he hasn't been too involved. So this will kind of be like out of right field kind of thing. Like I see a Tommy winning because he hasn't been really too much involved. And like I said, it's kind of like out of nowhere. And he's a great wrestler. I can't see Kalisto winning. I mean, I don't know, maybe. Because he's probably the most known one on the list other than Buddy Murphy. And, I mean, I don't – Akira Tozawa, which sucks because Akira Tozawa is, like, a great wrestler, and so is Kalisto and stuff. But I actually think Itami's going to win, and he'll finally get, like, a little bit of a push.
I agree with you on that one, too. And we're actually agreeing on a lot of these. So let's go back to the women's Royal Rumble. Who do you think is going to win that? I said Charlotte Flair.
Okay. So I think – okay, so this is what I think. I think Asuka is going to retain against Becky, and that's going to set up Ronda versus Becky versus Charlotte. And then I think Ember Moon is going to win the Rumble and go up against Asuka at Mania because Ember was never able to beat Asuka. And I think Ember Moon will eventually – I think Ember Moon will win the title from Asuka at Mania. That's kind of like my long prediction. But that's what I think. I think Ember Moon's going to win the Rumble. And then, you know, I think it'll come down to like – I don't know. I think it'll come down to like Becky, Charlotte, and Ember Moon or something like that. And like Carmella because she comes in at 30th or whatever. And then, I don't know, like Becky and like – Charlotte will like eliminate each other or some shit, and then Ember Moon will get rid of Carmella or who knows. But yeah, I think Ember Moon's my pick to win, and then I see her like challenging Asuka at Mania because they have a history.
Nice. All right, I like your answers tonight, bro. I'm really digging your answers tonight. You're on. Yeah, for real. It's actually a pay-per-view I might want to watch. So the last two matches, of course, are the heavyweight matches. We got Brock Lesnar versus Finn Balor. Thank God. Don't get me wrong. I want to see Braun Strowman, but at the same time, I want to see Finn Balor do his thing.
Fuck no,
then
I
AJ...
want to see Braun Strowman and Brock Lesnar wrestle again. That was a terrible match. You know better than that.
you're right, but at the same time, dude, I just want the poor fucking giant to get his time. Get his fucking time already.
Like, They did the match between them way back when, like, so terribly wrong. Like, that was like a WrestleMania – at the time, that was like a WrestleMania, like level match, and it was just – it wasn't good.
Yeah, I just feel bad for him, and I want him to get his due. But Brock Lesnar versus Finn Balor, AJ Styles versus the new Daniel Bryan. Let's start with AJ Styles versus Daniel Bryan. You know already from what we were talking about earlier with Kenny Omega who my pick is for AJ Styles. So I want to go with AJ Styles. Who are you going to go with?
I think Daniel Bryan will win. And
you're
to kind of touch on what
dream.
You said, I know, but hold on. Listen, because I have more to add to that. I feel that if for some reason Kenny Omega decides to sign and he shows up at the Rumble, then they could still work an angle where it's him and Styles at Mania. I'd actually much rather see that match non-title. I wouldn't want to see a title involved. I think it should just be nothing to lose kind of thing, and they have a match. I could kind of see them running an angle where Kenny shows up, goes long in the Rumble, loses the Rumble, is kind of like, you know what? I have nothing. You know, I came over here to win the title. This was my fast track to the title. I didn't do it. I'm leaving or whatever. And then down comes AJ Styles. And without mentioning New Japan, AJ Styles can be all like, well, you know what? We never had a chance to wrestle, they like to say overseas. And if y'all don't know, this little cocksucker here, I'm speaking kayfabe because I would never call Kenny Omega a cocksucker. This little butthole here actually screwed me over and kicked me out of being the leader of the Bullet Club. So I want revenge. And that could set like a matchup or something like that. Obviously, they wouldn't say Bullet Club or anything. But, you know, I could see them still, if that was actually going to happen, I could see them still setting a matchup between the two without a title involved. And that would be, like, a great showcase match. If they let them go, like, longer than, like, 15 minutes. Knowing our luck, like, Kenny Omega will sign, and they'll be like, all right, you and AJ Styles at WrestleMania, y'all got 12 minutes to work.
You know what? But this is what I would hope would happen, though. This is exactly what I would want to happen. I think any fan of these people would want to happen. AJ Styles, Kenny Omega standing in front of Vince McMahon, Triple H even. And they say that to these two people. I would have been like, yeah, sure, boss. and I would have waited for him to walk away, and I would have looked at Kenny Omega, or Kenny Omega looking at AJ Styles and been like, fuck that shit, bro. We're rocking this shit 45 fucking minutes, and I don't care if the cameras are on us or not. We're fucking... We're doing this shit. Because I guarantee every fucking fan is going to have their phone on us taking those videos, and we will still put on a better fucking match than anything that is going to be recorded at WrestleMania. So, I mean, that's my dream. I want this stream to happen.
Because I can just see that shit, though. And, like, you know them too well. Like, okay, what we're going to do is you guys are going to get 12 minutes to work. Because going on after you is Triple H versus Vince McMahon for Stephanie McMahon's love. And that's going to run 30-plus minutes.
35, easily.
It's going to be no holds barred, and Hulk Hogan's going to be the special guest referee with Stephanie at ringside. And that would go almost probably 30 minutes.
Yeah, well,
so
what's going to happen?
Into that match.
No, can't do that. Because Vince McMahon's going to pull both of his hamstrings again. And
on the way to the ring.
And
then he's going to make Hulk Hogan take over. And then at the end, him and Hulk Hogan are going to hug. And then Stone Cold's going to come to the ring. They're all going to drink beer together. And then Stone Cold's going to stun both of them and then get the hugest pop of the entire night and then leave. And then you'll never, ever see him again for 10 years.
You know what?
There you go.
You forgot one thing. The Rock is going to be on a chair beside Elias playing the guitar with him as they do the theme song to this whole thing.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be fantastic.
I wouldn't be upset. You know, you don't want a second thought? Nah, never mind. I'd rather see AJ Styles and Kenny Omega. But that'd be a great match right there.
You know what else would be awesome is at the end of it when it won, of course, the confetti would come up. But then a zip lining Shawn Michaels would go by, and it would be a flag on him that said Rogaine. Yeah.
And then Marty Jannetty came out and was with a sign that said cocaine.
Oh, you know what? People, sometimes we get raw. Sometimes we get a little raw. I love Shawn Michaels. He's my favorite, but I'm sorry, bro. It's okay. We say a lot of things we shouldn't say. If The Undertaker can wear fucking hair extensions, Shawn Michaels needs to wear. You're the sexy boy, bro. You need that fucking hair, man. And it just threw me off seeing you buzzed. That just broke my fucking heart. My heartbreak hit. It broke. But, Brock Lesnar versus Finn Balor. Most people look at this and say, well, that's an easy guess. But, of course, you know, fans like ourselves who are pushing for something different, pushing for what needs to happen, and that path is, of course, Finn Balor. I'm picking Finn Balor right off the fucking bat because that's who needs to be wearing that Universal title right now.
Man, see, like...
It's tough. It's tough because we want to be fans, but we want to be realistic.
Yeah, this is the match I actually have the hardest time with because I think that they're obviously planning to push... They're planning to push Finn big past this. And I'm talking, like, after this match. And, like, the thing that... The conversation he had with Vince and everything like that seemed to be kind of foreshadowing him winning. You know, he's the underdog kind of thing.
Yeah.
And everything. But at the same time, like, I don't know. I can see Lesnar winning, but Balor, like, really, like really giving him a hard time. Like, a real hard time. Like,
Mosquito
a harder
style.
Time than you think. Yeah, like, a harder time than you think realistically he should because he's, you know, nothing. Like, size-wise, he's nothing compared to Lesnar kind of thing.
So do you think he's going to turn heel to win?
Man, I don't know. I can't see him turning heel because I don't know. I don't think he'll turn heel. But
yeah.
I mean, that would be great if he did. The only reason I say I don't think he'll turn heel is because they're turning everybody heel. Like Dean Ambrose heel, Daniel Bryan heel. Like everybody's a heel right now. But they need like a really big face, especially with Reigns not around. Who I hear is doing really good, which is good for him. Shouts out to him. But Yeah, like I think they need like a really good baby face, and I think Finn Balor could fit that role pretty well. I don't see him turning heel. You know, if anything, I think they will make Brock more of a villain during the match than what he already is, kind of thing. But
yeah,
this is a hard one, man. This is a real hard one. I don't know, like you know what? I'm actually going to agree with you, and I'm going to say Finn Balor is going to win. But I don't know what they're going to do with Lesnar if that happens. That's the only reason that I have a hard time. You know, I want to think that Lesnar will retain because that way he'll be guaranteed a match. You know, because I always pictured Lesnar, like for like the past year or so, I've pictured Lesnar losing the title to McIntyre at Mania because they're building him up so much.
Yeah.
So, well, I'm gonna go with Balor just to change it up, send something else your way. Actually, I have a huge match that I would love to see for Mania, and it would be a great match. It would be like an undercard match that would probably steal the show. We saw it recently, actually just last night on SmackDown, except there would be a stipulation put to it. So I want to see.